Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 22, 1806. Drying everything. The Corps are camped on the Clearwater River, waiting for the snow to melt before proceeding on across the Rocky Mountains. It has been raining for the last 2 days, May 20 and 21, and the Corps' canvas sails and clothing are no longer enough to keep everyone dry. Today the men try constructing a new kind of shelter, a small circular frame covered with grass. This made a secure shelter. They probably learned this from the Chepunish, or Nez Perce, who made similar conical shelters out of brush placed over a dugout space in the ground. Such a shelter is now referred to as a wickiup. Today Captain Clark writes,
"A fine day. We exposed all of our baggage to the sun to air and dry, also our roots which we have procured of the natives. Gave permission to Windsor and McNeil to go to the Indian villages. Sergeant Ordway and Goodrich returned at 11 a.m. Soon after, two Indian men came down on a raft and continued with us about 3 hours, and then returned to their village. Sergeant Pryor went out to hunt down the river and examine the mouth of Collins Creek, if a good situation was below the creek for a camp. This creek, which cannot be passed owing to its depth and rapidity, is a great barrier in our way to the best hunting country. It confines us to a narrow scope between this creek and the river on which we are camped. If a situation can be found immediately below the creek, it will answer us better than our present one, as from thence we can get out to some distance to hunt, and be convenient also to the fish, should they pass up. The horse the Indians left us with to kill has been drove to their village, with a gang of horses which I suppose belong to another man. As the greater part of our men have not had any meat to eat for 2 days, and the roots they complain of, not being accustomed to live on altogether, we directed a large colt which was given to us by a young man with an elegant mare on the instant. This colt was fat and was handsome-looking meat. At 5 p.m., two young men, highly decorated in their way, came to our camp and informed us that the fat fish were in great numbers in Lewis's River. Charbonneau's son, a small child, is dangerously ill. His jaw and throat is much swelled. We apply a poultice of onions after giving him some cream of tartar. This day proved to be fine, fair, which afforded us an opportunity of drying our baggage, which had got a little wet. Captain William Clark, May 22, 1806.
Lewis's River is the present-day Snake River, and Clark's River is the Clark's Fork of the Columbia. The Chepunish Indians are the Nez Perce. While the men were hunting and waiting out the time until they moved on, they amused themselves with horse races, foot races, and some of the Indians' games. Captain Lewis asked the men to exercise and keep up their strength for crossing the mountains. He was concerned that they were becoming a little soft and even perhaps undernourished. Tomorrow, a little pomp, considerably better.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.